Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 24th, Tuesday, 2020, Day 84. Today's topic, do not fear COVID-19 because Jesus himself will fight for you. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 43 verses 1 to 5, Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 1 to chapter 3 verse 29. Luke chapter 6 verse 12 to 38. Proverbs 11 verse 27. Today's main passage. Psalm 43 verses 1 to 5. Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. Moses said, the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through this vast wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you, and you have not lacked anything. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 21 to 22. At that time I commanded Joshua, you have seen with your own eyes all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. The Lord will do the same to all the kingdom over there where you are going. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you. Yes. Yes. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, do not fear COVID-19 because Jesus himself will fight for you. Today's Psalm seems the part 2 of Psalm 42, which we have the past 2 days. Both Psalms gives us lots of encouragement. As the whole world has been attacked severely by this plague, what we need to do is to count God's blessings of how He has been providing for you, as in today's Deuteronomy, when Moses reminded his people of God's provision all through their 40 years in the wilderness. May we follow the direction of today's psalm to come more closer to God, come into His presence every day, and to sing praises to Him. You will surely be lifted up from darkness, fear, into light and hope. Because Jesus is the one who will fight for you. This does not mean that we as Christians will never be infected by COVID-19. But even if we are being infected, we can still praise the Lord each day and have that light of Christ in our faces, because Jesus is our Lord and King. And in all circumstances, we can witness the glory of our Lord. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to know that You are the one who is fighting for us in the midst of the attack of COVID-19. Lead us to witness Your presence and Your glory in all circumstances. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be sure and help more people to be sure that Jesus is the one fighting for us in the attack of COVID-19, so that we can witness the presence of Jesus and His glory in all circumstances? Number two, what is the next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.